Jishan, you decided over the last month to share an unbelievably personal story of incredible tragedy that struck your life that I don't think anyone can relate to unless the rare that people that have had to walk in these kinds of shoes. You decided to share the story of what happened to your mother when you were 8 years old, and the fact that she was murdered, and the strength that you've drawn over the years of, dealing with that kind of hurt and that loss. What made you decide to finally sort of bear that and share what you've been holding in for so long?
I think I was just to the point where I wouldn't say that I was shy to tell the story. It was just that I became okay with it, people knowing the truth. Like when people hear those stories, like you see it all the time where people feel bad and treat you differently. Well, and that's one thing that I just didn't want to happen. I want people to be genuine and like me for me, and and that's just the personality I have. I'm always a guy with a smile on my face, and I just felt also that it was a good time to share the story, being at my last year, and giving other people who's going through similar things, showing them that no matter what, like if you have faith in God and take advantage of every opportunity you have in your life, and just stay humble and work hard for it. It can work out. I play for her. I play, she's watching me every day. I'm just trying to make her proud, be the best man I can be. I graduate, I walk next week, and that's a big thing that I know she would want me to do. So that's one of the big milestones here coming up, and I'm just going to continue to try to envision what man she had wanted me to be when I grow up.